With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Clintons have agreed to testify in a congressional Jeffrey Epstein investigation, but they do not want it to be behind closed doors.
Facing the threat of a contempt charge, former President Bill Clinton and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton reversed course and said they would testify before the House Oversight Committee later this month. However, both Clintons are pushing to make their testimony public. Hillary Clinton said there's nothing more transparent than a public hearing, cameras on. And Bill Clinton said a closed-door deposition serves only partisan interests. So far, Republican Chairman James Comer has insisted on holding the depositions in private. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune supports the Trump administration's decision to confront the threat posed by the Iranian government.
We've got a lot of interest to defend in that region of the world, and it has implications not just for that region of the world, but for the entire world. And so I think the president and his team are right to take it seriously to ensure that America's national security interests are protected there.
Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says the president wants Iranian leaders to continue to feel boxed in.
There's a lot of different ways we can do that. Military means, financial means, economic means. But I think we want to keep the pressure on them and try to do everything we can to help the brave Iranian people who are protesting against their corrupt dictatorial regime.
Cotton making his comments on the Salem Radio Network. Rafah border crossing between Gaza and Egypt has reopened after a two-day closure. The crossing, well, the Palestinian Red Crescent says 17 medical evacuees came over. The investigation into the kidnapping of Nancy Guthrie continues in Arizona. Authorities believe she was taken last weekend. Savannah Guthrie has addressed the kidnappers, saying the family is prepared to pay. This is SRN News. J.K. Rowling is getting the last laugh.
The author of the Harry Potter books has been campaigning against transgenderism for years and has been vilified for it. But with the jury award of $2 million to a New York woman who regrets her sex change operation, Rowling says the tide has turned. Right on X, she says, quote, "This will go down in history as one of the worst medical scandals of all time. Adults sold troubled young people the idea that all of their trauma would be resolved by removing healthy body parts." Michael Harrington reporting.
Trump administration dispatched a small team of military officers to Nigeria, where Muslim terrorists are killing Christians by the thousands. General Doug Anderson says the move followed his meeting with Nigeria's president in Rome late last year. General says this small U.S. team brings unique capabilities from the U.S. in order to augment what Nigeria has been doing for years. This is SRN News. Washington Post publisher Will Lewis says he is stepping down.
Lewis' resignation comes 3 days after the troubled newspaper announced it was laying off one-third of its staff. Lewis sent an email Saturday to the newspaper's staff. His email says, quote, "Difficult decisions have been taken in order to ensure the sustainable future of the Post," unquote. Lewis and the Post billionaire owner Jeff Bezos did not participate in a meeting with staff announcing these layoffs.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. Now, Lewis had a rocky tenure at the Post, marked by layoffs and a failed organizational plan. Japanese Prime Minister Sune Taikachi's government has secured a two-thirds supermajority in a parliamentary election. Taikachi says she is ready to pursue policies to make Japan strong and prosperous. TV networks cite the early results from Sunday morning's vote. More details, srnnews.com.